Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Cavanaugh Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down at the Roundtable.
Welcome back. We're with Eric Salazar, the clarinet guy, at the Roundtable. I should tell our audience that you're going to send me some files that I can put up with the podcast, so the sound is, especially for musicians, I hate to say, oh, play something on the Zoom recording, because this, I mean, I want your audio files to sound like you want them to sound.
Right.
So you're going to send me some of those that I can put up with the video and the podcast. Okay, so tell the world that listens to our podcast how people can support you right now.
Yeah, sure. So, and I am a business minded, which is how I'm able to do so many cool projects.
That's great, because so, not a lot of creatives are. So, you know.
Well, I can thank my dad for that one.
All right. But, let's thank dad.
But I'll give it in terms of like level of commitment. If you like the sound of my voice or the way I look and you think, oh, that guy's kind of cool, then what you can do very easily is go on to Spotify or YouTube and stream my music for free.
Okay.
And I will earn 0.3 of a penny if you do that.
Wow. Okay, how can we support you a little bit more than that, maybe?
Well, that's the segue, though. So what you can do is, a lot of people will have playlists that they listen to regularly.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go through my catalog and you find something you like, add my piece, something that I've done, one of my recordings, to your I Listen to This Every Week playlist.
Mm-hmm.
And that will make sure that I get like a few cents every week.
Yeah.
And you pay nothing.
Right.
Which is kind of a good deal.
That's a great deal.
Yeah. You can also, scaling upwards the level of commitment, mm-hmm, if you think I'm super cool, then you can purchase music. And also, if you're a musician and you're interested in some of my compositions, you can purchase music and t-shirts and my scores that I compose on my website. So if you hear something you like, a lot of those scores are on my website. If you're a musician and you want to play it yourself, go for it. So that is way number two. And again, my website is ericsalazarclarinet.com. And I'm pretty Googleable, so if you search my last name or if you search the clarinet guy, I will likely come up. And then the best way, though, that you can support me, outside of hiring me for a gig.
Right.
And if you've got one, let me know.
Exactly.
But outside of, hiring me to perform maybe on your porch or to compose a piece of music for you, outside of that, one of the best ways you can support me right now is through my Patreon page.
Okay.
So Patreon, if you haven't heard of it, it is a creative subscription service.
Mm-hmm.
So it functions like how Netflix does, in that put in your information and you get access to the content, and then there's a small monthly fee associated with it. So I have a Patreon page, and if you get on my Patreon page, it's patreon.com/theclarinetguy, then you can become one of my supporters. And what you get out of it is you get basically special video content that no one else has access to. And you also get a monthly track.
Oh, cool.
Every week. So what I do is I compose, produce, and record one special piece of music every week. And I don't release it anywhere else. So this is the kind of
stuff.
It's
exclusive! Yeah.
Right.
I love that.
It's not going to end up on Spotify or on YouTube. It's only on this page. And my current subscription level is that if you can just give up $5 a month, then you can not only really help me out because it's something steady that I can rely on, but you also get this unique piece of music that is honestly, like, it's crafted based on who my supporters are. So it's based on their interests.
Oh, that's cool. That's really neat. Yeah.
That's the best way to support me right now, is hopping on that Patreon and $5 a month, or like get on for a month and then if you don't like it, leave. I'm not going to be mad about
it. Nobody will leave. Yeah. Everybody stay.
But I like it because, again, it's something steady, and it's not what I would call, at least right now, it's not what I would call my primary source of income, but it's at least something I can count on.
Right, and it's also a little more personal in a way, because it is with an exclusive audience, and I think with, you know, the lack of physical performance venues and things happening right now, that matters, to have that connection be a little bit more personal. So I think it's really great that you have that as a to offer to the public to support you, and yet also be a little more connected to you than if they just, you know, download a song, you know, or something. Not that there's anything wrong with just downloading a song, but, you know, to have a little bit more of a relationship, because I think that's one of the things that I've heard a lot of the musicians that I talk to say, that they really miss that personal connection. And you are creating that with the Patreon site. So I think that's really great. I think that's wonderful. Okay, well, Eric, what is on the artistic horizon for you?
Okay, here's a fun one that I haven't already covered.
Okay.
I have a podcast and a radio show where we play Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, gosh.
And I am the Dungeon Master, which basically means I'm the narrator and the referee for the rest of the players. And I also compose the soundtrack.
Oh, my gosh. That's so cool.
So in my mind, it's like a modern opera.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. Now tell everybody how they can participate with that, because that sounds awesome. Yeah.
And if you're unfamiliar with Dungeons & Dragons, it's basically, to you, what it will sound like is improvised storytelling, where we have basically the game's rules to help us tell stories in a fantasy setting. And then my compositions are underneath it. And we are called Monsters and Melodies. And we play on WQRT here locally. And we're also available on all the podcast platforms. And the reason I brought it up, outside of the fact that it's cool.
and fun,
It's fun. It's been going on, so it's not technically on the horizon. It's just perpetual. But we have just recently, one of the players and one of the cast members, her name's Chloe Bolter, she is an opera singer, and we're so close to having an album done where we have written songs, and then I've composed, like, instrumentals underneath them of Chloe singing all of the, it's like the Lord of the Rings and the Witcher, and it's just all of these awesome songs, because two cast members, they write poetry.
Oh, so my gosh, this is like the perfect storm of wonderfulness.
Yeah, it's like the nerd storm.
Oh, boy.
But we've got two poets that can write the text, and then Chloe comes up with the vocal melody.
Oh, my gosh. That's fabulous. Well, what a horizon. I mean, that's I love that we can end on that. For me, it's a visual. I'm hearing it, I'm seeing it, I'm, you know, it's like, yes, it's coming. That sounds wonderful. I thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. I really enjoyed talking with you. It's been such a pleasure. Everybody go to ericselzarclarinet.com. And check out everything he's doing, because it's all fabulous. And I thank you so much for being with me today.
Yay! Thank you for having me. This has been really fun.
Yay!
This has been At the Roundtable with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org. We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Roundtable.